I'm here with a player who would have needed an introduction a couple of months back, but not anymore. He's the leading goal scorer of the Erste Bank Eishockey League. He's Dornbirn forward Brandon O'Donnell, and it's been quite a ride to get to the point where you are, Brandon. First of all, thanks for joining us, and just to start things off, you've had an interesting couple of years in 2 years past. Lead me a little through the journey that got you to Dornbirn.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me. And yeah, it's been kind of maybe an unusual path, you know, that kind of led me to come here. And, you know, I started last year, played hockey in China, which, you know, isn't really the biggest hockey market, but, you know, they take care of you good, and it's a good experience to be there. And, you know, you're playing a lot of games in Russia, so it's kind of the, you know, get to see a lot of parts that I didn't really think I'd ever get to. And then, you know, I started this year in Finland, and, you know, it wasn't really a great situation for myself. And, you know, I was looking for an opportunity somewhere else. And, you know, luckily, you know, I think Dornbirn was looking to fill another import spot. And, you know, I wasn't sure where I was going to end up. And then after I got a call from Coach Dave McQueen, you know, I talked to my agent right away, and I was like, yeah, I think that's the spot I'd like to go. And I'm very grateful for everything that Dave, all the opportunity Dave has provided me with, and GM Alex Kutzer. So
now, lead me through that sales pitch. What did Dave offer you? How did he rope you in kind of to get to Dornbirn?
Well, for me, it was kind of, you know, I was looking to find a new place, and I was, you know, trying to get it done pretty quick. And, you know, for them, I think they, I think the biggest thing was they need a player, and, you know, you're going to have a lot of opportunity here, play power play, you know, lots of minutes, 5-on-5. And for me, after the past couple of years I've had, I was just kind of looking to get to a place where I could prove myself. And, you know, I think that starts with, you know, your coach having confidence in you. And, you know, it sounded like, you know, the way they ran things here, that there was going to be some good opportunity for me to come here. And, you know, the team was off to a good start. I think they were 4-1-1 when I got here. So, you know, I was excited about the coming into a team that, you know, has had some success, and, you know, coming to a nice little city and in Dornbirn here, and, you know, surrounded by mountains. And yeah, the biggest thing was, you know, they wanted me, and, you know, I was going to get a chance to play. And for me, that's kind of all I was looking for.
You mentioned something interesting. You were looking for a chance to prove yourself. Would you say that because of the experiences of years past, you're playing with kind of a chip on your shoulder?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're always looking to, you know, play in good leagues. And for me, you know, I was able to get to the KHL, and I was excited about that opportunity, but, you know, didn't really have much of a chance to kind of, you know, prove myself offensively. You know, I was kind of in a third, fourth line role, no power play. So, you know, I felt like I could do more. And so for me, and then when I went to Finland, it was kind of the same thing. Like, I wasn't playing, and they didn't really need me there. So, then I just kind of, after talking with my agent, Daryl Wolski, it was kind of, you know, here's an opportunity that, you know, you're probably looking for. You know, it'll be, they need players, and looking to fill an import spot. And for me, yeah, that was the biggest thing, is I wanted to come into a place where, one, you can win and win games, and this, you know, they had been winning games, and two, you know, have a chance to you know, help the team out on, you know, contributing, you know, in whatever ways possible. And, you know, fortunately enough, you know, Dave gave me the opportunity to come in and play an offensive role, and yeah, it's worked out.
Now, speaking of, they gave you a chance, Dornbirn is kind of known for, like, not only developing imported talent, but also offering kind of second chance opportunities or third and fourth chances for import players. Have you heard about that? Have you studied that a little bit? Have you known about Dortmund being kind of like a stepping stone program?
To be honest with you, I really didn't know much about Dortmund. Fortunately, one of my best friends, Mike Parks, was on this team. And it's funny, I was getting married this summer, and he was supposed to be a groomsman. And about a week before the wedding, he called me because he signed here. And he's like, hey, I got bad news. I have to go within the next couple of days, and I won't be able to be at the wedding. And he felt bad, but, you know, obviously being in the position I'm in, I knew.
Did you get a proper replacement? Obviously, your first choice can't be replaced,
Yeah, no, it was, you know, I completely understood the situation. And I just thought it was funny because he ended up, you know, we ended up playing on the same team, and we lived together in college, in the same room. We split a room, so we're real good friends. And so to have him here was, you know, someone I could kind of bounce it off. Like, hey, what do you think? What do you think of the place? Is it a good place? What's the city like? You know, would my wife like it? And he had obviously great things to say about it. And so yeah, I hockey wise, I didn't really know much about the Austrian league or you know, Dornbirn. All I knew was, looking at the roster, they had some good players, and I thought it was, one, a good, you know, a team that wanted me, and secondly, a team that, you know, was good.
Now, on the ice, it's been an interesting experience to watch you so far perform with Brock Trotter, the way, especially you two guys, are clicking. Tell me a little bit about the chemistry on ice that did you guys seem to be having, and how that kind of came about.
Yeah, well, Trotz is, he's another Manitoba guy like myself, and he got here, or he signed after three games after I was here. And, you know, when I found out we were bringing him in, I knew him briefly from a camp we had attended together, and I knew that coming in, I was like, he's a real good player. Like, he's a playmaker. He's played, you know, in a lot of leagues, he's experienced, and he's just hockey sense. I mean, passing ability, and, you know, just the way he thinks the game, to me, I think is, you know, top of the league. And so when he got here, we weren't playing together, and then, you know, he was having success with other guys too. And, you know, then there were some injuries, and, you know, we got put on the same line. And I think the chemistry we've kind of developed in terms of, you know, I might be more of a shoot first kind of guy. You know, I like to make plays, but shoot first kind of mentality, and he's definitely a pass first kind of guy. Like, he'd be the kind of guy, he'd be on a breakaway and he'd pull up, you know, and make a backdoor pass so the other guy gets the goal. So for me, I think I've just kind of benefited from, you know, how good of a hockey player he is. And I think we've clicked good together so far with, you know, the guys we've been playing with, Brody DuPont and Mike Parks. You know, this thing about our team is I feel like anyone can kind of play in any situation and be successful.
Now, you're leading the league in goals scored, and you've done it with lesser games than everyone else. Have you, or do you, from time to time pay attention to those stats, or is it the gold old saying that North Americans kind of use it, take it game by game, and I want to help my team? Good. Yeah. These things are not allowed on this podcast. You have to dig a little deeper.
Yeah. You know, it is something I do know and I am aware of, but it's not, you know, it's not something that I'm focused on every game. I mean, I think every game, you know, you're trying to win, and I think for you know, our line and everyone else here, it's, you know, you need to produce and you know, score goals in order for our team to have success. And you know, we have real good defense and a real good goalie, so we're always gonna have a chance to win, and it's just kind of up to the forwards and, you know, the D pitching too offensively, but, you know, it's up to the forwards to kind of you know, score some goals so we can win games. And you know, I've been fortunate enough to have been put in situations where I have been, you know, it's allowed me to kind of, you know, score some goals, I guess.
Now, obviously, your individual accolades have raised a little more awareness. How many more calls has your agent gotten the last couple of weeks and months?
To be honest, I really don't, you know, it's not something we discuss That's not really a focus of mine right now. You know, right now we're just trying to, one, make the playoffs, but that's not our goal here. I think, you know, obviously, you know, people, you know, obviously not think of us as contenders, but, you know, I think we do, and, you know, we want to make playoffs and win as many rounds as possible. And I think, you know, I don't think we as a team think that winning the league is out of our, you know, too far of a stretch. You know, I think we've proven we can beat any team in this league, and it's not going to be easy by any means. I mean, first of all, we just need to get into the playoffs. And but so that's where the focus is right now, and I think everyone is kind of focused on that. So, and you know, I haven't really talked to my agent much. I've been in touch with him. You know, he's a real good guy. So, you know, we've been in contact, but not really discussing anything past, you know, this year.
Now, the injury bug has certainly hit the Bulldogs full throttle. Is it something that you consider when coming to the locker room? Man, this guy is out again. This guy is not playing. This guy is injured. This guy is sick. Or does that not cross your mind when coming here and going to the games?
Oh, I mean, definitely. You know, I think injuries are something every team goes through. And unfortunately, I think we've had it pretty hard. And I don't know if I've quite seen anything, you know, like this that we've been going through. But you know, we have some real key players that are out right now. And so yeah, I think you come in the locker room and you're like, too bad Parksy, Broda, and Chip are out. And you know, and you know, they're big players on our team, and it'd be a lot easier with them in the lineup. But at the end of the day, when you get out there on the ice, it, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do, and you know, you play the cards you're dealt. And I think we've done a real good job of adjusting. And you know, Coach Dave, he's been you know, real solid in terms of finding a way to you know, come up with game plans that allows us to be successful and beat some of the top teams with, you know, a very short lineup.
We were talking earlier about the obviously Manitoba connection. You're born and raised in Winnipeg, but you spent your collegiate career in the USA. How come? Because you're one of the one of the people, a growing number of people who come in who have an NCAA background.
Yeah, I was actually born in Flin Flon, Manitoba, and then I moved to Winnipeg with my family. But I actually bought a cabin up on the water there, so that's kind of where I spend the summers.
Which, as a Canadian, you have to do, right?
Yeah, I think that comes with the territory. So me and my wife love it up there. And for me, growing up in Winnipeg and playing hockey and through the Winnipeg minor hockey system, you know, you hear a lot about the WHL, like the West Junior. And but there's one school in Grand Forks, University of North Dakota, that gets a lot of attention, which is a U.S. college. It gets a lot of attention in Winnipeg since it's so close and it's such a big program.
What's close in those terms mean? Because 4 hours would be close, whereas you get through four countries in 4 hours.
Yeah, well, it's only 2 hours from my house in Winnipeg, Grand Forks, and it's an hour to the border and an hour to Grand Forks. So they have, you know, incredible facilities there. And for me, I always thought I was going to play in the Western League until I started getting recruited by UND, and they were the only school that was kind of on my radar because I grew up so close and you hear so much about them and the program and, you know, how well they're treated, how nice the facilities are, and how many national championships they've won. And I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, you want to win. And, you know, so I thought that was the best opportunity for me to, or, you know, win a national championship. And, but it's funny, I was getting recruited by them, and I went on a visit, and they were trying to sell me on the program, and, you know.
How did that sales pitch go?
Well, they show you around how nice everything is, and, you know, how good the guys are treated, this and that. And it's funny, because I'm, you know, I was already blown away by it, and I thought, in my mind, I was the one that should be trying to sell myself to them. Yet here they are, you know, one of the top programs in the nation, trying to sell their program to me, which I already know so much about. And, you know, they're given their sales pitch, and meanwhile I felt like I was the one that should be, you know, trying to pitch myself and, you know, maybe take a walk on. And, you know, they offered me a scholarship, and it wasn't too hard for me to accept it.
Obviously, the unique thing about college scholarships is you also get the opportunity to study. So apart from performing on the rink, what did you minor or major in?
Yeah, I majored in communication, which is very broad. It's kind of the, I think it's for the people who don't exactly know what they want to go into.
Guess who's sitting in front of you.
Yeah, and so for me it was the subjects that, you know, were covered in communication were kind of my strong points in terms of, you know, for business, you know, you need to have some math, and that wasn't really my favorite thing to do. But it's funny, now I have a real interest in business, so maybe if I could have went back, I'd take a business degree, but you know, with communication it allows you to get into that, or marketing or whatever, you know, it's broad. And for me the biggest thing was getting a degree and, you know, proving to myself that, you know, I could get an education and still continue doing what I love to do. So
now you're a Canadian, you studied in the US, then you went abroad, you've seen different cultures, you've already mentioned it, you've been to China, you've played in Russia, you spent the beginning of the season in Finland, now Austria. If you could like put your finger on one interesting cultural aspect in like every foreign country you've been, what would that be?
Yeah, well, I think China is definitely the biggest culture shock. In terms of, it's just a completely different way of living. You know, in Finland and here in Austria, I see a lot of similarities between, you know, the Canadian and American cultures with those cultures. And even Russia, you know, I actually enjoyed Russia a lot more than I thought. And
how come?
I guess I had this picture in my mind that it just wasn't a place that I would kind of enjoy. And when I got there, I was totally surprised at how, you know, nice Moscow, St. Petersburg, some of these cities are. And, you know, people are friendly, and I know they take a lot of heat for, you know, kind of their lack of smiles and joking around. But, you know, I didn't really find that. And, you know, we had a bunch of good teammates there. And I would say definitely the thing about, you know, my favorite place I've been so far is Austria, just because the lifestyle. And, you know, you're when you're traveling, you know, you're driving through the mountains and you're going to some real nice cities. And I think that's why you see, you know, such an increase in how well the hockey is in this league, is because players are starting to see, hey, I can live a great lifestyle and still play real good hockey. And, you know, Salzburg making it to the semifinals of the Champions Hockey League, I think kind of proves how far the league has come and how well, you know, how good the players are and some of the teams are in this league.
Is that a competition that you're actively following, or do you just watch it when you do have some time at your hand?
I think I was told how well they did. So, you know, it's not something I really follow. You know, I'm not too keen into checking up on things like that.
No rooting interest? I mean, one would figure the Winnipeg Jets would play a part in your life?
Yeah, you know what? I have family connections to the Jets, which is why I like the Jets, but, you know, they weren't really around when I was growing up. So I like the Manitoba Moose, and I always grew up a Leafs fan. So I've always liked the Leafs, but, you know, I don't really have a favorite team, but I do like seeing the Jets do very well.
Now, you mentioned the culture shock and shocks a little earlier. Obviously, there will or can be minor or major shocks in Austria as well. What's maybe the most interesting or unique situation you've been in apart from the rink here in Austria?
I mean, in Austria, there hasn't really been too much of a culture shock, just because we have a lot of North Americans on the team. Everyone seems to speak English. You know, there's not too many places I go where, you know, I can't communicate with someone or at least order food because they don't speak English. It seems like everyone always speaks a little bit of English. And so that part has made it quite easy to be here. And like I said, a lot of North Americans on the team. There's a lot of wives and kids here, which makes it easier for my wife, you know, to feel comfortable and keep her busy with stuff. So, you know, my biggest culture shock probably is since I've been overseas is when my visa expired when I was in Russia, and I was stuck there for about 2 weeks by myself in Russia, not knowing what was going on. So
How did that get solved?
A couple bribes, I think. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't get into it, but
we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that. I don't want the KGB coming after us. So.
I started the conversation by saying you're obviously a player who doesn't need an introduction anymore, but would have a couple of months back. Now, a lot of people now know what you're capable of on the ice, but what's maybe something people wouldn't know about you and you as a person apart from the rink or away from the rink?
Well-behaved,
yeah. Well-spoken.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You probably have to ask other people that question. But, I like spending my time up at the cabin. I really like to fish, be out on the boat, be out on the water, do water activities, and, just hang out with some good friends. So, we got close family, and, anytime we get up to the cabin, it's always a lot of fun. And I think that's kind of how we like to spend my wife and I like to spend our free time with our dog too. We have a golden retriever who takes up a lot of our time. So, yeah.
Obviously, you're well set up for maybe the years after hockey, but still a lot of hockey to be played. Also on this weekend, big weekend coming up with an intense game. Obviously on Friday, big for the standings, and you're getting the leader in the standings on Sunday. How has Coach McQueen kind of prepared you for the weekend?
We always kind of have a one day at a time mentality. I know you mentioned that, it's pretty cliche, but we're not looking forward to Sunday's game. We're going into Linz, which is a tough place to play. They're a good team, and they're doing well, and obviously they're a team we're chasing, and that's kind of where our focus is right now. And I think the biggest thing for us is we need to focus on ourselves and not be too worried about what they're gonna do. We come up with our game plan, and it doesn't matter. You could have bulletproof game plan, but if you don't execute and play the way you need to play, then it doesn't really matter. So I think that's our biggest thing, is just coming off a tough weekend, the previous weekend here, and then getting back focused for the game in Linz. That's kind of where our heads are at right now.
You've had your backs against the wall during the season a couple of times. I specifically remember the game you had on the day before New Year's Eve, where you scored 4 goals in a win against Salzburg, where you had like 7 or 8 cooperation players from year to bring Zaval on your team. Is resilience the main trait of this team, or one of the bigger things that stand out for you?
Yeah, I think, whenever we play a game like that, especially when we had such a short lineup, there wasn't a lot of pressure on us to win, so that kind of gave us the ability to come out, play hard, and just kind of play our game and not be too worried. Where we felt all the pressures on Salzburg to win. They're one of the top teams in the league, and are always one of the top teams in the league, and so for them coming into our building when we had a depleted lineup, the odds were probably in their favor, and so there's a lot more pressure on them than us. That's how we felt anyway. So and then whenever we have guys come up and play from the Bregenz team, they always do a great job, and we try not to worry about who we have in the lineup, and we just kind of go with it and play our game and hope that at the end of the day we come out on top.
Just getting back to that game, because that was for a lot of people, also for us on Service TV and Service Hockey Night, one of the coming out party for you. When was the last time before that game that you had 4 goals in one game?
It would have been back to when I was 16 playing midget in Winnipeg. So yeah, it's been a while. I haven't really had one of those nights, and it was cool. My family was here, my parents were here, so it was a special moment. But it was also I think it was the bigger story was that we won the game, and that was a huge game for us. And we kind of felt like maybe that's where we turned it around and realized, hey, we can compete with any team in the league, and no matter what the circumstances are. And I think that's kind of where we started to go have the confidence playing every night. So
playoffs in this league start on March 13th. What is Brent O'Donnell going to do on March 13th?
You say playoffs start?
Play.
We'll hopefully be playing, or will be playing, so... Yeah, we're practicing. I don't know, whatever the schedule is, but like I said, tomorrow we're traveling to Linz, and today I don't even know what I'm having for lunch. So, yeah, kind of one step at a time.
Obviously, lunch a little more important than this interview, so I'll let you go. But it's been a pleasure. I hope people got to know the leading goal scorer of the league a little better. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.